Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's bring in Amon-Ra St. Brown, who joins us now on 97.1 The Ticket. Recently signed new contract with the Detroit Lions. Amon-Ra, thanks for being with us. Congratulations, and how does it feel to have your short and long-term future locked up with the Detroit Lions?
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. It feels good. Something that I feel like I've been working towards for a long time, but I feel like it's just a reward. My goal is to be here for much longer, win a lot more games, hopefully hoist up that Lombardi one day. That's the goal. It feels nice to be rewarded. I'm thankful for everyone that was a part of it, my coaches, my teammates, my agent, the Lions organization, my family, my brothers, everyone. So I'm just thankful.
You said something yesterday, and forgive me if I don't have the quote exactly right, but when you came out of college, Detroit wasn't really a place you wanted to be. Can you tell us the moment when you were here where you said, now, wait a sec, maybe this is the perfect spot for me?
Yeah. When I first got drafted, Detroit was one of the teams where I was like, I really don't want to go there, just because, they were a losing franchise for the most part. Didn't watch any Lions games growing up as a kid. They weren't really shown on TV where I was from. But once I got drafted here, came here, we had a rough start. We only won three games my first year. But I felt like, in the middle of that season, I was able to see the light, see the vision. Our record didn't show it, but I felt like we had a bunch of good guys in our locker room, our coaches. We had the right people. And then we just kept building. Going into that next offseason, we had a good offseason, had a good draft again, got some free agents. So we've just kept building and kept getting better, and a lot of the nucleus is still here. So we're building towards something great.
How did that first meeting go when you were introduced to Jared Goff, or you introduced yourself to Jared Goff? What was that like? Because, Jared has talked about how he really enjoys a familiarity and getting used to people, and once he gets that, it's golden, and you guys seem to hit it off pretty quickly.
Yeah, I remember when I first got drafted, I got the phone call, and then talked to Brad and everyone, hung up, and then celebrated with my family, and then he was like the first guy that texted me from the Lions that said, congratulations, you're going to be, enjoy the moment, you're going to be a big part of this offense. So he texted me like 20, 30 minutes after I got drafted. So I remember that. And then before I even got to Detroit, he actually flew a lot of the receivers out, tight end, running backs, and we actually threw in California. So I got a chance to actually catch balls from him before I even got to Detroit, which was pretty cool for me to see, someone, a quarterback that's a leader, taking his guys under his wing. It was his first year too, so he wanted to get used to his guys. So I remember that like it was yesterday, just being out there with guys that honestly I seen on TV, some that I didn't know. It was my first time being out there. And then ever since then, man, he's been awesome. He's been obviously a great quarterback, but just a great, great human being.
Getting to start your fourth year with the Lions in the National Football League, you've gotten better and better every year. It's fantastic to watch. Do you feel like a veteran now that can impart some wisdom on some of these younger players that come in?
Yeah, I feel like I can, definitely. You know, it's only going to be my fourth year, so I haven't been in the league too long, but I feel like I've seen some things, you know, kind of know how this whole business works. And, you know, kids, or not kids, but some of the draft guys going into the draft asked me, you know, a few days ago, any advice that I would give them. I told them, you know, be ready to be disappointed. If you're not a top 10 pick, it's going to be a little different than you're expecting. You're going to be waiting a lot. If you go day two, you got to wait a whole night. Day three, it's two nights. So just be ready to be disappointed. But once you get that call, enjoy it. Enjoy the moment. You know, celebrate with your family. And once you get to wherever you go, just make sure it's grind time. You got to go. I mean, there's going to be no handouts in this league. You got to earn everything. And I always tell them at the end, like, cream always rises to the top. The best player is always going to come out.
We knew this was possible, you getting a long-term contract. Same thing with Penei Sewell. And we're all watching and hoping with Jared Goff. How much do you want him to sign that long-term deal and be the quarterback in Detroit for the duration of your career?
Yeah, I want it bad. I'm confident it'll get done here in the near future. But, I want him to be here, you know, for as long as I'm here. I think he's all I know, honestly. He's the only quarterback I've ever played with here in the league. He's missed a few games when I was playing, but not too many. So he's the quarterback that I came in with. We've built, I feel like, this whole team, we've all built something special here. And I can't wait. You know, I know it's going to get done. I just can't wait for it to get done and you know, wish him, congratulate him, because he deserves it, man.
Okay, yeah, it's funny because you've used the term confident and you know it's going to get done. Some of us here are getting antsy. I'm getting antsy, so that makes me feel a lot better that you feel that way about getting it, because Jared Goff has come to Detroit and won this city over, and really this group of Lions. When you saw Terrion Arnold on the stage last night and say, "I'm home," that's how much it's changed from back when you got drafted. Now the Detroit Lions are the it team in the NFL. How is it to be a part of that?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's awesome, you know, to be a part of it. I was actually just thinking, I think that was yesterday when I saw him talking to the fans. Like, I can't imagine what it's like to be drafted now to the Detroit Lions. I feel like when I got drafted, it was a lot different than now. So I feel like now there's guys that want to get drafted to Detroit, which is even a better – I mean, once you hear the name called or, you know, Detroit calling you, I'm sure that call is much sweeter now than it was 3 years ago for guys. So, you know, I'm happy for him. I don't, you know, I haven't seen too much of his tape, but I'm sure he's a great player. I can't wait for him, you know, to get out here and get to work with us. But I was just thinking that the other day of how, you know, how excited he probably was to get the call, for it to be in Detroit, to be in front of I don't know how many thousands of fans that was. It was crazy.
I was just going to say, I mean, you get to play in front of 65,000 fans every Sunday here at Ford Field. Sometimes it's going to creep up to 90,000 fans, depending where you play in the league. But last night you were up on the stage as this draft starts, and there are hundreds of thousands of fans that are here downtown Detroit. Can you talk about what it felt like to be up on stage in front of that many people that are going nuts for you because of what you and your teammates have accomplished this far?
Yeah, it was surreal. Just to be up there with, you know, the commissioner, Eminem. Actually got a selfie with him. I thought that was pretty cool. Barry, Calvin, Jared, Aiden. I felt like I was an artist, like Travis Scott, like Coachella, looking at thousands of people. I couldn't even see down. It was so crazy. But I felt like I literally was like an artist about to perform, have a concert. That's what it felt like on stage, because there were just so many people, so deep. I mean, you can't even see. I felt like I could keep looking down. Like, I was looking up to look back. It was crazy. But it was definitely a sight to see, something I'll never forget.
Brian Branch, teammate of yours, was a teammate of Terrion Arnold's at Alabama. Have you already reached out to Brian and say, "Hey, man, what's this cat all about?"
I actually haven't. No, I have not. you know, it happened. Everything's happening so fast right now with the draft and everything that's going on. But I'm sure, you know, I think I'm going to see Jameer later today, so I'm going to ask him what he thinks.
Well, make sure you call us back and let us know, all right?
Hey, man, now you got that you signed that contract. You feeling some pressure for a wedding present for Jared Goff that you really got to step it up?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be at the wedding, so I'm definitely going to have something for him.
Amara, congratulations. Thanks for joining us. And Detroit loves you. Glad to have you here long term.
Thank you.
There he is. Amara St. Brown from the Detroit Lions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.